Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's over. That's the time I fall in love again. And when it's over, that's the time you're in my heart again. And when you go, 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 I know it never ends. In the way, all the things that I used to know have gone out the window. All the things that she used to bring, all the songs that she used to sing, all the favorite TV shows have gone out the window.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on the Friday show on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a programming note, Sunday, Hardline, 10 to 12, Michael Caputo will join Brenda Alacy and I for the entire 2 hours. So you don't want to miss that. He's got the film coming out on OAN tomorrow night at 10, and then again Sunday night at 10. Also, his book is being released next week. He will join us 2 full hours of Michael Caputo Sunday on Hardline. Right now, let's have a little fun at the end of Friday. You guys know this hour, I like to do your favorite food or your favorite place to visit. Today, some of you will enjoy talking about this, some of you won't. What about your most memorable breakup? Now you're saying, Joe, you've done this show before. Well, that was 2 years ago. And yes, but now with Celino and Barnes in the news, they are finally going to break up. And they're going to have two separate firms. The Barnes firm, which we're somewhat familiar with, and then Celino Law. Different things have to get worked out. You know, I think the questions for a lot of us are, who gets the jingle? Who gets the number? You kind of, if you get the jingle, do you all already get the number? Because the jingle kind of goes with the number. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think one of them will keep the 888-8888, and the other one will take 854-2020. I think that's pretty obvious. Celino and Barnes has gone through two very memorable numbers. So I'm guessing one will keep the current number and the other one will go back to the old number. But it'll be interesting who gets the jingle. Very famous Celino and Barnes jingle. But they're breaking up, and Celino and Barnes has been together for as long as I've been around. So that's a pretty big monumental breakup. So think back to your life. Think about to your breakups. Maybe you had a very recent memorable breakup. Or maybe you've been in a relationship for a long time. And this was back when you were a kid. And Mary Lou broke your heart. You thought things were going well. And out of nowhere, those are the worst, right? Those are the worst breakups, the ones you don't see coming. Like, at least for Celino and Barnes, they've seen it coming. It's been there for a while, right? This has been in the news for like 2 years now, so they knew it was coming. But the worst breakups, are the ones that you think everything is going swell. You're like, things are working out great. We're a few months into this now. This is going to be a good thing. This one might last. And on the same day you say that, they break up with you. Or you get the text breakup. With technology, that's another question I have for you. With technology, has the decorum of breakups, has that all changed? You know, there used to be the rule, if you went on 3 dates together, you have to break up face-to-face or something like that. No over-the-phone breakup. What about text breakups? You could pull the Joe Beamer, move everything that you had over at their place out, leave the key on the coffee table, and then shoot them a text. Yeah, I don't think this is going to work out. That was younger, more immature Joe Beamer. I would never advocate for that nowadays. But it seems the most memorable ones are the ones that came out of nowhere. The ones that you thought it was going to be a glorious day. Maybe you already went on a date. And then at the end of the date, after you spent some money, they dumped you. 803-0930, *930. Tell me your most memorable breakup and how technology has affected breakups. There's no more over-the-phone breakups, but there's the text breakup, the email breakup, the I took our relationship off of Facebook, I thought you'd get the hint breakup, or those signs that you know it's coming. You know, back in the day, you had to kind of read the person to know it was on the breakup was on its way. But now, if they change their Facebook profile picture, or if pictures of the two of you have started disappearing from their Instagram page, you might realize that it's close to over. That might be a better sign. So technology might have actually given us more signs to see a breakup on the horizon. But let's have a little fun. Tell me your most memorable breakup. How did you get over it? Did it take you months? Did it take you years? Or did it take you just a few hours? 803-0930, *930. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Let's have a little fun here on WBEN. Joe Beamer with you here on the Friday show, talking about your most memorable breakup. Yes, Celino and Barnes, they're breaking up. And we'll see how everything falls. We'll see where the jingle goes. We'll see who gets the phone number, who gets what phone number. And then we'll see how it works out. Celino Law and the Barnes Firm. Now, a texter says, didn't they break up once before? No, they had to change their name for a year or so. But they didn't break up. I think Celino was out of the picture and then back in. But this would actually be a breakup. It will be over. And I want to talk about when you realized your relationship was over. Most memorable breakup. Having a little fun here on a Friday. And who better to start the hour off with than Dan in West Seneca. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how are you? Now, I want to remind you, I'm a lot older than you, so I don't want to, give you a bad feeling toward, getting older and having a relationship and all that kind of stuff. But that's the caveat. So in my whole life, Joe, I've only had really two really serious relationships. And they spanned my lifetime, by the way. And they ended up in the same circumstance. So I don't know if I'm lucky or unlucky because I'm living really, really well. And life is full of potholes. And if you got good shock absorbers, you're going to be okay. I had a girlfriend when I was young. And I mean very young, before the Army, before I graduated high school. We were great friends. We had a wonderful time. She was my sweetheart. Sandy Sue. Remember Peggy Sue? Well, I had Sandy Sue. And then we separated. We parted. I went in the Army and life happened. And then after 35 years, we happened again. And you know what? It ended the same as it had ended 35 years earlier, which was kind of sad. And it was exciting, and to walk back into somebody's life and share everything that happened to them and happened to you, all wonderful. But neither one of us really changed over almost 40 years. So we started the same way, and it was hot and heavy, and we ended the same way. And I'm not bitter or anything. I'm so grateful for the experience, and I wish her well. I wished it wouldn't have ended, but that's just another bump in the road. So that would be the first one, and that spanned over 40 years. And then I was married for over 30 years, and I don't want anybody to listen, you should get married, have a family, and you should take a chance on life, and you should live. And that's what I did. But it's very hard, to paraphrase Conway Twitty, to keep a fire burning. It just doesn't. Your partner will change. Their level of success in their working life will have an impact on the way they feel about everything. If you're lucky enough to be successful together, Joe, and you accumulate a little money, actually that can become a problem, because each one of you has a different view of how you should handle your life's earnings. And that, money is always an enemy, lack of money. Who would have ever thought, if you were successful, that having too much money and not pulling in the same direction would be a bad thing. And in the end, like Celino and Barnes, it was just business, Joe. Being married, having children, owning homes, it was just business. It was no different than Celino and Barnes breaking up. Who gets the cat? Who gets the dog? Who gets this home or that home? Do you have to pay maintenance? Because if you were more successful than your spouse, the law actually penalizes you for that. And they take the total number of years that you're married, divide them by three, and assess a percentage of your income that you have to pay. And that's on top of child support, if there's any child support due. So be careful, young people, when you do get married. It's all about love and sex and fun and all that. But it is about business also. And I would never get married again. But I'm not telling young people that they shouldn't take a chance, and I wish them well.
Now, Dan, let me ask you, what was like your recovery time? I mean, after a long marriage, divorce couldn't have been easy. You know, like how long did it take for you to be able to talk to women again, or try to think of a romantic relationship?
Okay, well, I'm 4.5 years past that. And I can tell you for sure, what I did is I bought an old home and I renovated it, and I stayed very, very busy. I did not go out on a date. You know, maybe 2 years, Joe. I'm not 100% sure. I can tell you that, and I just love a beautiful woman with old-fashioned mannerisms, and I love to have company for dinner in the theater, and I didn't do any of that. I really, what I did is I loved my granddaughter. I communicated with my children, and I worked on my house. And really, I started talking to you in Sandy Beach and all that a little more. So my focus changed. But I'm probably gun shy. That would be a good because it's a serious thing. And what I've experienced is people my age. Okay, not talking about young people, and I think young people should take a chance on relationships, and gosh, I hope you get an opportunity to live and do everything I did, because I loved having children. But I'm going to tell you now, at being over 60, I don't want to fix anybody that's broke. I don't want to just pay the bills of somebody who never knew how to manage their own life, and there's a lot of negativity. In other words, there's men that have treated women bad, and women who have such a tarnished image of a man that trying to build any type of relationship would be very, very tough. And then there's children, and I have a great respect for the family unit. And you know what? Adult children may not like you. You can't replace their father. They would not like you telling them what to do. So it's a very complex circumstance. And what I found, and I guess I'm a creature of habit, I don't have any female in my life that hasn't been in my life for 40 years. It's very hard to get close to anybody new. And you know, maybe that's me. Maybe that's a problem with me. But trust is important to me. As much as sex is very, very nice, it's not the most important thing in a relationship. I have my ex-sister-in-law. We go horseback riding. We talk. We watch movies. We're actually friends. And we actually have a genuine affection for one another. And that friendship is so important to me that I probably wouldn't chance losing it and putting sex and everything else into the mix. So it's complicated, but I'm not unhappy. I'm the greatest babysitter in the world. I just got my Sesame Street Live tickets.
Well, Dan, that sounds great, and thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Have a good weekend, Joe, and thank you as always. I do enjoy what you and Sandy and Tony and everybody do there.
All right, Dan, thanks so much. You have a good weekend as well. Dan in West Seneca opens that lineup for you at 803-0930. And that's another aspect of breaking up. You know what? I don't think it's ever easy unless you really just don't like the person. Maybe you waited the relationship out way too long, right? You wanted to break up a year ago and somehow you're still together. And you finally just say, hey, this isn't working. I'm not into this. I can tell you're not into this. Those might be the easier or the easiest. But I think even if you are the one who is breaking up, you're the one who initiated the breakup, it's still not easy. And we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes when breaking up. All right? I can think of two breakups where I did not handle it wisely. I did a very poor job of handling the breakup. And I think to better the relationship you are in or to better future relationships, you have to admit that to yourself. For me, now, I'm not saying it was wrong to break up, but there were two situations where how I initiated the breakup, to this day, I still feel pretty bad about. So I want to know from you, your most memorable breakup, maybe a regret you have from a breakup you initiated, and any breakup stories, as we are on a light note here to finish out Friday, breakups. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This reminds me of a fun game we played in college that may or may not have included alcohol. A lot of fun, let me tell you. It is Joe Beamer. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN, the final stretch. We have 23 minutes left, and then I think Rush is back today. Not sure. We'll find that out before we get out of here. Rush and then Tom at 3. But for the remaining portion of this show, I want to know your most memorable breakup or mistakes you made where you were the one doing the breaking up, or regrets you have looking back at it. And like I said before the break, there are two I can think of where I, looking back on it, just handled it wrong. It made me look bad because I mismanaged or took the easy way out at the time. And as you get older and mature, you realize, yeah, Joe, there was a better way to do that. I'll give those examples, but first, Mary in St. Catharines has been hanging on. We'll get to her. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. So, yeah, this one was quite memorable. I had been seeing someone in 2018. He was or is 21 years younger than me. And we had been seeing each other for about 6 months. And in the late summer of 2018, I was walking down the sidewalk in this small town that we both lived in. He was walking toward me. I was walking toward him, but both of us going to different destinations. Now, we had seen each other 3 nights before, and, you know, the sex was amazing, whatever. We had had no arguments or anything at all. So anyway, here's the scenario, walking toward each other, and right on the same side of the sidewalk, whatever, I said hi, and he walked right by me, didn't say hello, didn't acknowledge me, nothing. I was stunned. I went back to my apartment, and I just stunned. Anyway, so I phoned his cell and left him a message with some expletives. And so after about half an hour, I went out to go for a walk just to clear my head. And wouldn't you know, I'm walking down the same sidewalk in the, like, you know, in another direction. He's walking toward me, and I guess he must have gotten my message. So he quickened up his pace, so he went around this apartment building, and as he turned, he looked back to see if I was following him, and I was. And so then he, I didn't know, you know, that his truck was behind that apartment building. So I stood in front of his truck. I knew he wouldn't run me over, and I was just giving it, like I was just, and, you know, expletives. And so then, eventually, well, after maybe a minute or so, I was at the driver's side, like, you know, and he said he had to go to work. And so he drove off, and then I walked to the 7-Eleven and got a big sugary drink, you know, whatever, Slurpee or something.
A nice comfort drink.
I walked to his house. And by then I was calm, and knocked on the door, and I'm sure he probably, you know, wished he, I'm just speculating, just jokingly saying, he should have had some diaper or something. And so then he came outside, and we talked a little bit, and agreed that we should not see each other anymore. But I was very ill after that, just, I mean, like physically, like just, you know, and for someone who is 68 now, like, or I was 65 or 66 at the time, it took so much out of me. Like, I was very sick. Like, it was just such a shock.
It physically wears you down.
Oh, yeah. No. I was throwing up. Like, I was just, you know, I was a mess. I went for counseling once and everything. Like, it was, It was awful. And so as far as the trust issue, not getting involved with anyone at all, because it was
now,
pretty.
Mary, let me ask you, do you usually go after the younger men?
Well, yes, I do. I have tried to analyze. Maybe he was uncomfortable with the age difference. It was not, the sex was great. But, I mean, I was involved with someone for about 14 years. He was 15 years younger than me. He was a firefighter, and we had no issues at all. We got along really well. So I don't know. In the last maybe 25 years or so, my preference is for younger guys, but you have to have a balance there, you know.
Well, Mary, thank you so much for sharing the story. And I know that's not easy, especially after it physically wears you down, but I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mary in St. Catharines. She's right. You know, those ones that you don't see coming. And as she said, I mean, they were together a few nights before, and she wasn't expecting a breakup. He ignores her twice. Not the best way to approach that. And that's my question for you. Your most memorable breakup, or something you regret from when you were the one doing the breaking up. Now, that guy, I would think, looking back on it, maybe he has matured a little bit. He's realized, you know, that wasn't the way to handle it. When breaking up, honesty is really the best policy. I've heard this somewhere before. You want to be honest with the person. You don't want to take the easy way out. You don't want to hurt that person any more than the breakup is probably already going to do. And like I said, I can look back on at least two instances where, you know what, I could have handled it better. I could have just been honest. But two things I'm not really good with: relationships and sometimes people's emotions. I get very awkward around. Something I've definitely worked on. But when you look back, something I definitely regret as well. Hey, we got one segment to go, 803-0930, if you'd like to join the conversation. It's Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We are talking most memorable breakups. The reason I had this thought was Celino and Barnes, they're breaking up. And they're a very prominent attorney firm here in Western New York. So to see these huge names, Celino and Barnes, now out on their own, I was thinking, you know what? It's Friday. Let's talk about your most memorable breakup. And as I said, I thought this was going to be more of a text topic, and it is. So on the text board, we have breakups. All of mine ended amicably, and I'm still friends with a lot of my exes. Well, that's good. That's a good way to go. Most of my exes don't talk to me. Either I've blocked them or they have blocked me on social media. So I have a little bit of a different different outcome of my breakups. Also on Facebook, Suzanne says, now this is sad. This is sad. Suzanne says, in college, my boyfriend broke up with me on Valentine's Day. That's, come on. You know, I always say, you shouldn't propose on Valentine's Day, but you shouldn't break up on Valentine's Day. That's one where you might want to wait till the next day. You know, have a nice dinner, suck it up, and then you can break up the next day. What's one day? Do you have another Valentine's date? I think you can suck it up for one more day, have that nice dinner, and then, you know, hey, sorry, but this isn't working for me. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, my husband got on Facebook in 2012, February to be exact. We were married 24 years. One day in October 2012, I came home and the house was dark and the bank account was empty. Finally got my divorce October 2019. He is still with the same woman. They're not doing too well, but he lost me. Another text board, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Joe, we had been together 3.5 years, went to a movie on a Saturday night, the late movie to be exact, went out after the movie for drinks. She dumped me at the bar after the movie. I had no way home, and that was before Uber or Lyft. Wow, that's a rough one. And if you've listened to this station long enough, you know I got dumped in the parking lot here at Intercom. It'll be 5 years in April, and it was after the date. Now, we had been together for a while, and we had been together the day before. We had gone out for drinks. We had done some things with her family. Like, we had spent the whole day together. And then Sunday, I did the morning shift here. And then we went to a Bisons game, went out after that with a few friends. And then after that, she decided to tell me, you know, I don't think it's going to work. That information would have been nice Friday night. At least I would have had the weekend to get over it. No, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, I have to be at work 11 hours later. That's always great, isn't it? That's always nice. I'm going to drop this one on you after we spent the entire weekend together. So if you're thinking about breaking up with someone this weekend, do it today, right? It's like when you get fired at work. They usually hand the pink slips out on Friday. Do it today. Give your future ex-significant other the weekend to get over it, the weekend to maybe get a few friends together, go out. Because for most people, when they get dumped, it hits them hard. All right, and it takes a while to get over that. You know, as Mary in St. Catherine said, it's physically draining on you. Someone that you're really into, you really like, and they out of nowhere dump you, that can take a toll on you physically. You don't want to move. You're just moping around your apartment or your house. You eat a lot of comfort food. There's two extremes. You eat a lot of comfort food or you don't eat at all. For me, I have this, like, when it first happens, I don't want to leave my apartment, right? I don't want to do anything. But then you have, like, the middle of it before you're completely, all right, let's go back into it, wake up, where, like, all I want to do is go to the gym and try to get my aggression out at the gym. And by aggression, I mean my emotions. I'm upset that I got dumped out of nowhere. But what I was going to tell you, the two instances I had that I regret now how I broke up. The first one was with a girl who I had dated. We had broken up, and then a few years later started dating again. And the weekend before, I had gone to a wedding. It was fun, all that. And then I wasn't really feeling it anymore, and I couldn't tell you what exactly was the cause, but I texted the breakup. Joe, that was a bad move. That was a bad move. And, you know, I regret that now, and if I could tell her, I'd say, you know, yes, I wanted to break up, but I probably could have handled that just a little better. The text breakup, especially when you've been on multiple dates. Okay, if you went on one date and didn't like the person, obviously, a text breakup. Hey, you know what? I don't think this is going to work out. But you've been together, you know, for a few months. You went to events together. You hung out with each other's friends together. A text message, no, not the best move. And then the other one I referenced was when I was seeing someone for a few months. I had left a few things at their apartment. So I went, I grabbed those things, took the key off the keychain, and then shot a text. Hey, you know what? I'm really not feeling it. So yes, two instances where I texted to break up. Not good. Not good. Regret that. I will always regret that. But you know what? Now I am mature. Hopefully I won't have to go through another breakup. But if I do, I will be a little more mature than I was back in my 20s. Now that I'm the mature age of 31. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for joining me on another edition of the Joe Beamer Friday Show. Don't forget Hardline Sunday. Myself, Brenda Alesi, and Michael Caputo will be with you for the entire 2 hours talking about his new special on OAN and his upcoming book. Always excited to talk to Michael Caputo. Can't wait to pick at his brain for 2 hours and get some great information from Michael. Hope you guys have a great weekend, whatever you are doing. Like I said, today, enjoy that weather. Enjoy the mid-40s, because really, it's only in the winter where mid-40s feel so tropical.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.